5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Let me ask just one question. It's a quick question. What the hell is she talking about? I mean, honest to God, nobody's dictating any conversations. There's not a single solitary person saying to you, oh, yeah, you can't have that conversation with your doctor. Nobody. Believe me, I checked. I looked. Oh, that's fascinating. It's interesting. I mean, really, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. It's a little bit like the big to-do down there in Chesterfield. Oh, my God, I can't believe ICE is in town locking up criminals. Yeah. Okay. Anybody upset by that? I'm not. Anyway, it is Wednesday. And you know what happens 5:35 on Wednesdays? Mike Dickinson joins us. Mike, a real honest-to-goodness citizen journalist, citizen reporter. He's out there covering the stories that I got to tell you, for the most part, other people are not covering. And he's been at it a long time. He's exclusively with us on Wednesdays. I'm always happy to welcome him here. Mike, thank you for being here, sir.
Yeah, as always, Jeff, as always.
Where would you like to start? You want to start with ICE in Chesterfield? Because I can't figure out what the big deal is. Can you?
I don't know what the problem is, other than just Democrats being outraged because somebody is upholding the law. I mean, how is it not common sense that if somebody is here in America illegally and they're in court for breaking a law, that we're not going to check their name out while they're there? And if they're outstanding a illegal immigrant into America while they're at the courthouse, just save us the time and effort and pick them up while they're there. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you're an American and you have felony warrants on you and you go in any court, you best believe if you get arrested in Henrico County and go in front of a Henrico County judge, but if you've got a warrant in North Carolina, they're going to pick you up right there at the courthouse and extradite you right on down to North Carolina if you're an American. So why are we creating like a special set of privileges for people who have already broken the law to be here?
That's the question. That's the question. And to hear the leftists adopt this idea that there's something untoward or it's impolite. Why they didn't know you were going to be there? Well, no kidding. Half the time or more when you get arrested, you didn't know the police were going to be there, but there they are.
It doesn't make any sense either, and I just don't understand it. I mean, if you go to fly on an airplane in America, if your name is on a list and if you've got warrants on you, they'll pick you up right at the gate if you're an American. If your name is on a – remember how Kamala Harris weaponized the terrorist no-fly list, and she put Tulsi Gabbard's name on it and weaponized that against an American citizen. I mean, why don't we go and ask Kamala why it's okay to weaponize the system against Americans, but we can't use the system to uphold law and order against illegal immigrants?
That's a great question, man. I will not hold my breath waiting for an answer to come from the other side, although I'm sure they're working feverishly to address that. You've got an option here. You and I have been around long enough that we know in the Times Dispatch, oftentimes the same people write exactly the same columns over and over again. Jeff Shapiro, when he was there, consistently told us how terrible Republicans were. And you've got an observation this week. Tell me a little bit about yours.
I don't understand Michael Paul Williams at the Times-Dispatch. This week, he wrote, actually a few days ago, he wrote an editorial saying that the new amphitheater downtown at the Tredegar complex, that they need DEI because all they've booked are rock concerts, pop concerts, and country concerts, and that there's no rap concerts or R&B concerts. Well, I don't think Michael Paul Williams has ever worked like a job a day in his life other than just his opines on the Times-Dispatch because, you know, look, it's like Bernard Carrick, the former NYPD police commissioner, said, we're not saying bad things about people. We're just generalizing behavior. And the bottom line is, like, You know, you can have 100,000 rock concert or pop concert fans and nothing will go wrong. But you put 1,000 rap concert fans together, people who go to rap concerts, it just attracts a demographic that's going to shoot each other and they're going to kill each other and there'll be fights. I know. Look, and I can say this better than anybody in the Richmond City area because I've ran bars and nightclubs in the city of Richmond, and you have to appeal to an audience that is not going to have fights and shoot each other. And so if you're a concert promoter and you've got this brand new venue downtown Richmond, you know, one shooting, you're ruined because no one's going to ever come down there again. So you're going to want to do acts and concerts that appeal and steer away from any kind of a trouble group, and that might appeal and bring any kind of trouble there. You're going to want to book, like they're doing, you know, book Alabama and all of these classic rock and pop concerts, and not anything that's going to attract trouble.
All right, so I want you to be clear, because there are going to be people saying, "Now look, Mike, that's racist. You're just saying you don't want black performers." You are speaking, if I understand you correctly, more about age and tone of the concerts then.
Right. Book and Living Color, you know, they do CM Punk's theme song. They're a racially diverse group. You know, they do great. They make great music. Book The Roots. You know, the Roots are great, a great band. Book D'Angelo. He's from Richmond. You know, he's an African-American performer. Right. But don't book, you know, anybody that's going to, and that could go, you know, into rock music also. That could go into anybody, you know, that's going to be a problem and attract a demographic, which is typically youngsters. 18 to 24 is the demographic you want to run from if you're promoting an event in a city like Richmond or anywhere. You want to run from a demographic that's 18 to 24. They're trouble.
Okay, so again, I want everybody to be clear. What you're saying is you're looking at the age. You're not looking at skin tone or height or weight or eye color. It is that age group, 18 to 24. Yeah, you know, if you're booking a so-called classic rock group that had their last hit in 1990, there's not going to be anybody younger than me at that event. And for the most part, we got to get home and get to bed by 8:30 or 9, so we're probably not going to be any trouble.
Right, or book, you know, people like Nelly or Warren G. People that like Nelly and Warren G, they were 18 years old and 2005, so they're in their 30s now. They know that there's more to life than, you know, somebody stepping on your foot and being disrespected. They're not gonna, you know, they don't solve things shooting, and that's what's, you know, really hurting a lot of these entertainment venues in these big cities. And it's bled over into like sports venues and other places too, where they can't do events in the city because and big urban markets because of the threat of shootings. And if you do an event, you have to do an event that appeals to a older demographic of people, because they're not the most likely, they're not going to result, it's not going to result in violence, unlike, you know, the young demographic. I mean, every shooting you hear about, it's always, you know, some nightclub in the city or some nightclub here, a parking lot, and it's always youngsters that don't know how to resolve their differences.
Fair enough. Mike, I appreciate you being here, man. I know it's a little short and a little tight this week, but that is Mike Dickinson, citizen reporter, citizen journalist, some interesting perspective. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.